Now, around this time each week, we catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo to look in on matters of local councilling. And we've got Craig Neiman with us right now. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So, next Wednesday, of course, it's the holiday for the Bendigo Cup. There will be no liver detoxing next week, but there is an opportunity to detox your home.
Yes, Robert. So, public holiday for west of the Campaspe River for Greater Bendigo community next Wednesday. And we're running a detox your home opportunity where people can grab all those containers of little bits of chemicals, cleaners, aerosol cans, all those sorts of things, and take them out to the Bendigo Livestock Exchange out at Huntley, where we will have a team of people there to grab them and sort them and dispose of them in a correct way. This is going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that day, and you must book, Robbo. So I just want to make that point really clear. So go on to Detox Bendigo 2021, and you can book a time to turn up on next Wednesday. You have to do that by 3 p.m. on Tuesday. You can't just turn up for this one. We've got to be able to manage that number of people there, all that sort of thing. So have a look around your home over the weekend, make a booking, and make sure you can get rid of those chemicals and nasties that sit in the cupboard for a long time. Get rid of them in the right way.
Hey, talking of public holidays, question without notice, but do you know, does it affect the bin pickups for anyone who gets them picked up usually on a Wednesday?
No, not really. The only day we don't operate is Christmas Day.
Right, okay.
For waste. So, there'll be a collection next Wednesday.
Yeah. Now, Malone Park, undergoing a draft master plan. What is the plan?
So, Malone Park's the recreation reserve out at Morong, for people that might not know that. It's a great reserve along the Bullet Creek. It's got football, cricket, netball, bowls. There's a harness racing track out there that has trials. Morong's going to grow a lot over the next probably 10 years. It's already growing now. And this is a really key piece of infrastructure that sits in the middle of Morong. So lots of people use it now and lots of people are going to need to use it in the future. So we've had some conversations with the local people out there about what they need. And so we've developed a master plan for the site. We've got that out on public display now. And we're inviting community feedback. We're going to need more ovals, more green spaces for active participation. So there may be some things that have to move or shift or readjust the whole site to make sure we can fit things in. But really looking for community feedback by Friday 9th of November. There'll be an on-site listing post on Melbourne Cup Day, in fact, November 2, from 5 till 7 p.m. That's restrictions permitting. And then an online session on November 4 from 5 till 7. You have to book into that one. Go to Let's Talk Greater Bendigo and you can find a place to book in.
Yeah, it really is a balancing act, isn't it? I mean, we know the region is continuing to grow and we know that Bendigo is essentially a city in the bush. Maintaining that bush aspect to it whilst allowing for the growth, that must be quite a juggling act.
Very much so. It's every community wants lovely green open spaces where they can walk, they can have a picnic or play, or where there's organised sport for our active and healthy community. So we've got to make sure we get this as right as we can. Every growing community needs more and more, and they're not making much more of it in terms of land. So we've got to strategically plan for and prepare for this today and into the future. So this is a really important piece of work, and we really look forward to community feedback on this one.
Yeah. And finally, for this morning, the art gallery, that was great news that they're getting a good wad of money to continue the great work that they're doing.
Yeah, so we've got a plan to further develop the art gallery. So when we have a major exhibition at the gallery, we need to basically take all of our artwork down and store it, bring the exhibition in for a three-month or so period, and pack it up, send it off again, and then put back the displays that we normally have. So it's a big logistical exercise and probably quite expensive to do it that way. So there's a plan to redevelop the gallery to create an exhibition space that would enable those big exhibitions to come in and be put in while we've still got the rest of the gallery open and free for the community. So it's an ambitious project, but one that's really, really important. The council on Monday night committed $3 million towards the project, It's a $28 million project, Robbo, so it's a big piece of work.
Yeah.
The $3 million commitment is subject to us finding the rest of the money. The Benio Art Gallery Board are going to contribute $2.5 million, but we've got to go and find $21 million from state and federal sources, which will be our task for the next year or so.
Yeah.
We'll see how we go.
Some task, that's for sure. But good luck with it, and well worth it, that's for sure. Hey, Craig, always good to catch up. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Robert.
All the best. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on The Wake Up Call.